6 minutes after 2 o'clock on a truly gorgeous day in the Miami Valley, on the head of what's going to be a really gorgeous weekend. It is my pleasure to welcome back to the Excursions Airwaves and have live in the WISO studios members of the Yellow Springs Kids Playhouse. First, it's a pleasure to welcome the directors of this performance, and let me just introduce them first. Welcome back to WISO, the Arab Beal. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us, Nikki.
Also co-directed by Melissa Heston, and welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Nikki.
This is an all-original, all-local, all, in some ways, I mean, it's just deeply rooted Yellow Springs people coming together to make this pretty remarkable presentation. Tell us about how the history of this is, and this is not the first time, nor will it be the last. It's original works by people that live in our community. Tell us a little bit about that history, and then we'll talk specifically about this presentation of Luminous Luna.
Sure. So this is the 21st original musical that we have done in the summertime here in Yellow Springs. And actually the 21st one we have done in the amphitheater over at Antioch College. So it's a long-running history. The company's been around for 23 years, so the first 2 years we didn't bite off quite as much as we bite off every year now.
Trying
to get all work.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we are really dedicated to creating a piece of theater for our local youth that use their talents and explore ideas and issues that are important to them and to the community.
So it's we must say that WISO's development director, Luke Dennis, did the libretto for this. And also James Johnston did the music. And he was kind enough. Luke, I had him in the other day because he was passing by the hall. I was like, come in, sit down. What is this? And he told me about the arc of the story. But would one of the, you two like to tell us about the sort of the premise behind this very sweet offering?
So it's about Luna, the moon.
The moon.
And we tell it through various myths from different cultures. But we've also infused today facts, alternative facts, and stories from today as well. So,
not just the moon, but the mythology.
The mythology and stories about the moon and how we come about to find what's true to us from different cultures and what's true to us in science and facts.
I like it. It's Luminous Luna, Myth and Imagination, and Luke told me it sort of starts on the premise that the moon's hanging it up. You know what? Never mind. Everyone's paying so much attention to the sun. No one seems to care. I'm just going to check out. And that's when the children of the earth, more or less, is that right, take this chance to tell their story and their experience of the moon in both myth and science. So we have the children. We have this isn't all the children. This is
roughly 35 performers in the show, and then probably another half dozen to a dozen kids involved in other ways. But we brought a sampling of them. You know, we didn't want to crowd your studios too much. So
well, we have the room, so next time we can bring them all. Just
okay.
That. We can definitely do it. And on that note, it'll be a pleasure, and we welcome back to WISO. Barbara Leeds doing the accompaniment, and I think it's fair to say, or you know, disclosure, she's Luke's mother, and all of them together, it's a really, truly lovely collection of local talents and vectors converging. And if you want, Era or Melissa, either one of you, to set up the song, this first song that we're going to hear.
So this is the song that comes out of the Australian myth that we tell about Baloo, who travels down to Earth and discovers some maidens in a canoe and wants to get in the canoe and falls out and falls into the water and gets all wet. And the way that ties into the moon is the waxing and waning, so that Baloo is the moon, so sometimes he remembers how embarrassed he was when he fell in the water, so he shrinks, and then he kind of gets over it and gets a little brighter, and then he gets embarrassed again, et cetera, et cetera.
And this is a real
yes, these are all world myths that we pulled together.
Oh, wonderful. So with that, we'll go to the children from the Yellow Springs Kids Playhouse. You can find out more about this at yskp.org, Luminous Luna, and with the great Barbara Leeds on piano. Go ahead.
For Aloo, he's here with a canoe.
fade out. That's the kazoo solo from the first song. Remind me the name of that tune.
Oh my goodness. Poor Baloo.
Poor Baloo.
Yes. I was like, it's number 13, but that doesn't help you guys.
That's how I think of songs, too. It's track three. It is Luminous Luna, Myth and Imagination, a presentation getting underway this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and also the same thing next week, Thursday through Sunday, at the Antioch College Amphitheater. Find out more at yskp.org. And is it rain or shine? Because we've got chances of some rain on Friday.
Don't say that. Yes, it is.
It's my job to say that.
I know, right? And it's my job to watch lots of weather radars.
Oh, sure.
No, we do have the benefit of being able to move indoors and do the show at the Foundry Theater.
The Foundry Theater on
the college campus there if it's raining. So.
And if you know, then there are signs up on Corey Street if you're heading back there for the amphitheater, mm-hmm. and the Foundry Theater just a little closer to the road there. So good. So it really is rain or shine.
Correct.
Yeah. So I was asking, what will the accompaniment be like on stage for the performance? And we were talking about the Dennis Partridge Family Band, but
yeah, so we have keyboards. Barbara will be playing keyboards. Luke is on bass. We have a drummer, a flautist, and sax, alto sax player.
Yeah. There's a variety of instruments, which I can't remember off the top of my head.
For this kind of variety of myths that we're telling.
Every good moon presentation could use just a touch of flute. I like that.
And kazoos. And various more noisemakers as well.
Tell us about how the process of putting one of these together, because my kids are in their teens now. And when I had skin in the game and had little kids, I was able to sort of hang with that crew. Now I have just tolerance to chicanery has lessened. And so, I mean, it must be the proverbial herding cats, but obviously well worth this ride and a great investment. But that, how are you so brave?
Or crazy. It's definitely a very worthwhile and fun and rewarding process. So we actually start the process at least 18 months out. We've already kind of locked down what we're doing next summer, and I'm in the beginning stages of what we're doing the following summer. But when we kind of hit the road running, around the end of April and May, we do an audition process and we start rehearsing.
And that goes throughout the summer. How many days a week?
We rehearse 20 hours a week after the kids are out of school.
Wow.
So it's a pretty intense process. It's a lot more than summer camp for sure. It's a really high caliber program that requires a lot from the kids. But, you know, a lot of what we do kind of in rehearsal is figuring out how to put 35 kids on stage in a way that makes them look good and helps tell the story. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of, okay, you stand there. Okay, no, wait, I changed my mind. You can't be there. You need to move. Or, oh, wait, you have to do a costume change. You can't be there.
Yeah, the logistics must be daunting. I can just imagine a graph with circles and arrows and,
We have probably about 12 different matrices that we're running off of.
Vectors. Well, they all converge on stage tomorrow, Thursday through Sunday, and next weekend, Thursday through Sunday. You can find out more, find out about how you get in, how you can put yourself in this audience at yskp.org. Again, that's at the Antioch College Amphitheater. I don't see the time. It was 7:30. All shows are at 7:30. So come a little early and be ready to go. If it is raining, they'll be able to relocate to the Foundry Theater, just a little closer to the road there, off of Corey. You can find out about all of that and a whole bunch more at yskp.org. Tell us a little bit about the next song we're going to hear.
Dark Side. This is the end of our Act 1. Right before intermission. It's a piece about how Luna kind of reveals that she has a dark side. And it
don't we all?
Yes.
And how perfect. What a
yes.
great.
And so I think Luke was really great in helping develop this part of it. And it actually started coming together more recently, and the cast started feeling that this was really something that they could also relate to. We've got several teenagers in this cast. We're very grateful that so many of them came out to audition, which kind of helped change the course of how we looked at the whole play, actually. And so, yeah, it tells us a little bit about the struggle of feeling, you know, blue and perhaps disconnected from others, or just the struggle of trying to, you know, maintain oneself in the world.
Hear, hear to that. A song we can probably all use. Melissa Heston and Ara Beal in studio with me, directors of this presentation, will rejoin the children now. In our performance space, Barbara Leeds playing the piano, and this is the kids of the Yellow Springs Kids Playhouse. Springs Kids Playhouse, giving a sample of what's beginning on a run Thursday through Sunday tomorrow and then next week, Thursday through Sunday, yskp.org for more information. Wow, that's something else. So we were talking about James Johnson, who did the music, who basically is the hub of a wheel that spins the official gatherings of musicians in Yellow Springs.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
He heads up, you just listed the three.
Oh, let's see, I'm probably going to get these names wrong, but I'll try. The Yellow Springs Community Orchestra, the Yellow Springs Community Band, I think the Yellow Springs Community Chorus. He's also the music director at the Presbyterian Church here in town, and he's worked with the high school for a couple of years with their musicals. So
great.
This
yeah.
is his second year with us. Yes.
What a great
music last
great.
Year.
Vector to have. I'm always thinking in terms of vectors, because it really is the gathering of vectors is how we make anything happen. So that's James Johnston's music, and written by WISO's own development director, Luke Dennis. And we're in studio with Ara Beal and Melissa Heston. And you guys wrote me questions. I think it's just so sweet. I love that. Who comes with questions? I mean, I normally just some, you know, in the moment, but I like this question. What are you excited for audiences to see and or what's your favorite part of the show?
You wrote
so
much.
I know.
It's like,
it's like asking who our favorite child is.
Well, I only have one child, so I can answer that question. I think, you know, there are parts of the show that I think what I am most excited for, and maybe this is ducking the question, is for audiences to find the part they like best. And I think this is one of those fun shows where you're going to take your family to go see it, and you're going to leave, and everybody's going to have a different favorite part.
Nice.
You know, someone's going to be like, oh, I really like the journey in China. It was really cool. I like how, you know, they came up into the audience. I liked all the different animals. I think someone's going to be like, I really liked the music. I think someone's going to be like, I really related to, you know, to Luna and that whole feeling underappreciated. And then I think somebody else is going to be like, I just love kazoos, you know? So there's just so much, and I think it's great. It gives people a lot of different entry points into it. So everybody gets a slightly different experience.
We have some great character actors in this one. We have two particular ones that I think do a great job, and that's Special Agent Mifty, and Special Agent Spinster.
Ooh.
And they are kind of commentators on the world around us, and they have particular facts that might be a little different from ours, but they also talk about the Yellow Springers and how we seem to think around here in our neck of the woods. So
interesting.
They're a lot of fun. They add a lot to it that aren't necessarily part of the myth, but they're part of today's myth, actually, of American politics and journalism, and
wow.
So they add that piece to it as well. But these cultures, the myths of the cultures, we've tried to add a lot of movement and action and activity, and tried to include as many of the kids in each one as possible. And then we've kind of allowed the stage to be a little more bare, so that
the
audience
wondering,
gets
what's
some,
the setting?
Get some a break and a breather from time to time. So
yeah, nice.
So yeah, our set, we have a beautiful mural by Pierre. Most people have seen a lot of his work around town here. And we have a fun set that has ramps and steps and a long run.
With the kids love that.
Yeah, so there's plenty of space to move around and jump and twirl and glide and crash, and
wonderful.
Hopefully not too hard.
Wonderful. It's the story of the moon, or maybe it isn't, Luminous Luna, Myth and Imagination. It is completely locally produced, an original work that begins its run tomorrow. It's June 22 through 25, and then again, June 29 through July 2nd. That is tomorrow through Sunday, and next week, Thursday through Sunday. All shows are at 7:30 p.m. at the Antioch College Amphitheater. If, in the event of rain, you guys will relocate to the Foundry. That must be, at what point do you have to call that? Pretty early to get the set moved in there?
You know, musicians dictate a lot of these things. Usually it's where are we going to set up the band? Because, you know, they
right.
come in and set up every night, and you don't want all of their stuff to get wet. So.
No.
Usually that's sort of when we have to decide is, okay, it's time to set up the band, or where are we going to put them?
Yeah.
Which is around 6:37.
Sure. And it'll be clearly marked, so either way, rain or shine,
oh,
show
yeah.
goes on.
Yeah.
Find out more about this truly unique, amazing Yellow Springs and Miami Valley tradition that is the Yellow Springs Kids Playhouse and their presentation of Luminous Luna, Myth and Imagination. Again, the website, yskp.org. Thank you, ladies.
Can I mention one more thing? Because this
no.
is what I should have said when
yes,
you said
you absolutely can. Yes.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway,
yeah,
Nikki.
Sure.
Though you have the buttons. You can just turn
right
me off.
You go right ahead.
So the other, what I should have said I'm really excited about. This is our third year doing our Arts for All performance, which
oh,
is
yeah.
the performance that's geared specifically for people on the autism spectrum or just people who have a hard time sitting still for 2 hours, which is maybe most of us these days. So we provide some special educator docent on hands to sort of be help out if you need it. We give every child who comes to see the show that night a fidget toy that they can play with.
Well, that makes me want to go
right?
just for that.
Right there. Thanks to Wagner Subaru, we're selling all tickets that night for $5.
Oh, nice.
And we make a couple changes to the performance. We get rid of some of the loud noises and more startling effects. And then we just kind of, the most important thing is open up the expectation that this is a show that you can come and watch if, you know, maybe you're not the quietest audience member or the most still audience member, you're still welcome to come participate.
I like that.
And that
Arts
is
for All.
Yes, Arts for All. It's Friday, June 30th, also at 7:30.
So a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow, yeah.
Great. And everyone's welcome to that, but that's
right.
just to let
yes,
you know
indeed.
That if you have anyone who'd like a, I don't know, let's call it calmer, just maybe smoother presentation.
The phrase that's caught on in the past couple of years, because this is really developing across the nation, is a sensory-friendly performance.
There you go.
So I think that's a pretty good way of describing it.
Erebiel, Melissa, I just forgot your last name, Heston, thank you. I almost said Houston. Thank you so much for the good work that you're doing with the youth of our region and for coming in and talking with us today.
Thanks, Nikki.